Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. 800-531-3815. And our website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the free newsletter that we do every week. Now in our fifth year on the letter, and we're in our seventh year on our show, and we're pretty excited about both of those milestones. And by the way, the article in the letter this week is about change. I remember the title is A Time for Everything, Including Change. Yeah, that's it. So check it out. I think you'll enjoy that. We're already getting some good comments back from that article. So check that out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. If you subscribe this week, you'll be able to get that article. And also you can see other things that I've written and to see if it's something you think you'd like. And as always, if you decide that you don't like the newsletter, or you, for whatever reason, you just want to not get it anymore, we have an absolutely high-powered, high-tech unsubscribe feature that will take you off immediately, and that'll be it. Russell Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour. He's our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. He's the president of Business Book Press and our good friend. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm certainly glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. We're continuing our series, folks, on the laws of the business buying and selling jungle. These are laws that Russell has identified and has developed in his books and in the work that he does, working with people to help them buy and sell businesses through the different products and services that he offers. And Russell, we're talking about some of the sellers that you're going to be that you might be buying from, and how to behave around these sellers. And I think we're on seven or eight, I think, aren't we, of the laws?
Well, yeah, that's right. And I kind of combined, they're distinct laws, but we've kind of lumped them together because they're kind of corollaries of each other.
This is seven-ish or eight-ish, right?
Yeah, seven-ish or eight-ish, yeah. And law seven says if a seller really wants to sell, you probably shouldn't buy. In other words, what you're looking for is a little reluctance on the part of the seller. It's, they love the business. They've been in it a long time. They've made a lot of money with it, but for some reason that's pushing them. They have to sell, and they don't really want to.
Wait a minute, Russell. So we got to find somebody who wants to sell, or we won't be able to buy from them if they don't want to sell. And so you're telling us to look for that, but then when we get there, you're saying if they're too excited about selling, we should run away?
That's right. You're looking for reluctant sellers. It's probably a phrase I should coin and use, but that's what you want, is a reluctant seller. And there are a lot of these kind of folks that have legitimate reasons where they need to sell their business, but they're not selling for the poorer reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So a good reason is, for example, the seller's enjoyed a long history with his business, his or her business, and they're getting ready to retire. And we all retire at some point.
Mm-hmm. One way or another, right?
One way. and so when someone reaches that age, and it's different for everyone. It can be in mid-late 50s with some folks and 70s, 80s for others. It just is where they feel comfortable, for where they're ready to go on to a more relaxing lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for business sellers who are truly motivated by the need or desire to retire. And so that ties in with the law number eight, which says that old sellers are the best sellers. So in other words, you're looking for someone that's in that retirement age range as one of the key criteria.
And if you're looking around town, so to speak, for prospects, Find the businesses that are being run by the older generation, even if they have children that are, if they're not in the business, don't presume that they, you know, that the kids will be in the business.
You know, that's absolutely right. You know, sometimes it's more difficult than many people think to pass the business along to the children. Now, this does happen, but it is very difficult, and a lot of times the child doesn't want the business, or there isn't enough wherewithal on the part of the child to take over the business, either financially or
skill-wise. That's a really interesting point there, Richard. I mean, Russell, about the financial part, and that's very interesting. When you run into an older person who wants to sell their business, but their kids, they got to get money for their business. They can't afford to give it to their kids, and the kids don't want to buy it. And I want you to touch on that when we get back with Russell Brown right after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Russell Brown is our guest and our good friend and original member of our Brain Trust. Russell, give us your website, please.
www.businessbookpress.com.
And now they can get your BizPricer there, can't they?
They can get the BizPricer business valuation software. You can order it for delivery to your door through the postal mail with us on a CD-ROM. And a printed manual, or you can download it immediately. Neat technology where you just give your ordering information and it comes right to your computer desktop right there within 2 or 3 minutes.
And what's the price, Russell?
For the download, it's $79.95. And if you'd like it delivered to you, it's only $99.95.
All right, check that out, folks. It's very, very important tool for you if you are in the process of buying or selling a business. Russell, I have had people come to me who were of retirement age, who were ready to get out of their business, to tell me that they wanted to sell their business. And I have said, well, wait a minute. I know your son. don't you have children who work in the business? And they said, well, yes, I do. And I said, well, why do they not want to stay in the business? And they've actually said, oh, yes, they want to stay in the business. And I said, well, why aren't they going to be taking the business over? And they said, because they can't afford to pay us for it.
Right.
And
you know,
I'll tell
that's
you,
sad,
that's a sad statement that when they make that. They always drop their head a little bit when they say things like that because it makes them unhappy. But sometimes that happens, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, there's a lot of help, by the way. If you're serious about the child taking over the business and you want it to happen, a lot of universities within the different states have, in their business departments, have sections devoted to the family business. I know that, you know, sometimes it's regional in nature, but it's well worth looking into, calling up your local state-run university or whatever university, mm-hmm. and just finding out. I mean, sometimes you got to network to find the university that has that program.
You might need to check with the Chamber of Commerce. Might know exactly who to call.
Okay, and that's another good resource. Mm-hmm. And what this does is because what we're talking about here is that the business owner, when they cash out of their business, there's the operative word, cash out. They need to get some finances out of the company. And it isn't the same motivation as selling to a stranger where you want to get your money. You know, there's issues of concern with being paid and you know, security arrangements. But there's issues of, is there enough money generated from the business to satisfy the needs of the retiring owner, you know, so that they can sell it to their, mm-hmm. to their son or daughter. And therein lies the rub sometimes. And so, just like in almost all small business sales, an owner is going to have to finance the sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you business owners out there, keep this in mind. You know, you need to allow enough time between the a sale of your business, and when you really need all of that cash, you need to allow enough time for the business to pay you over a period of time. There's very few loans offered by banks for the purchase of a small business.
And you know, another avenue that they might want to look into, Russell, is SBA guaranteed loans.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to work it out like that with SBA guaranteed loans. Of course, one of the challenges with a loan is that the bank who is going to be helping you with that is going to want the retirees to guarantee those loans.
Absolutely.
And so that may be something they don't want to do. But anyway, the whole point that we're making here is that there are options to look into before you sell it to somebody that's not family. If you have family that wants to stay in the business, just look into all the options. But failing that, and this is where the buyers that we're talking to today, Russell, where you know they're going to find there are people out there right now today who are going to find sellers who are in this situation, and there are a million reasons why the children aren't heir apparents.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and I would say most of the time they do not buy the family business. And so that presents opportunity for others who have the skills, ability, desire, finances to purchase that business, to get themselves a head start in the business world by getting a hold of that excellent business.
If that happens, if you find yourself in a situation like that, Russell, I would say to them, one of the first things to nail down is a non-compete by... Obviously, you're going to get a non-compete from the sellers, but I wouldn't do it without getting a non-compete from the children too.
Yeah, very good.
Because I've seen that happen before, Russell. I've seen the people get a non-compete from the sellers and not from the children. The children left the business after it was sold, and surreptitiously the sellers wound up funding the children in a competitive business.
Right. That's rare, of course, but can happen. And if you can,
you just
make
can't
that
be naive about it. You can't be naive about
right.
it.
That's right. If you can make it a condition of the sale, and that the, of course, the children are the ones who would have to agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the seller can't agree to it.
Well, but the thing is, though, is they can put pressure on the kids. I mean, that's something. And let me tell you something. If they won't do it, then you've just uncovered an exposure that you were going to have. If they refuse to, you know, that was a nightmare that you might have been about to have. Stand by, Russell. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Russell Brown, the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Russell Brown. And Russell, give us your website one more time, please.
Businessbookpress.com.
In addition to your BizPricer, I know they can get your books there too, right? And if they
can get the, you can order the books or you can download them also.
And if they're gonna, if you're gonna do that, folks, be sure to let Russell know where you heard about him, so we can wrangle a discount out of him. Right, Russ?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm always negotiating for you folks, so
tell them, do
a little whining, you know, when you email him or call him, you know, and just say, you know, tell him how poor you are and everything, and that you heard him on the show and that you want the famous Jim Blassingame discount, and he'll cook up something for you, right, Russ?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely will.
He'll take care of you.
And speaking of that, you know, on the website, I've got lots of articles about
free.
Buying, selling, or valuing a business that are free.
Free stuff. Yeah, free
yeah.
stuff.
You just go there. I don't care. Go and poke around and get some information. If you just need a little bit of information or just some background, you know, it's probably there. And it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
Just take a look. Just bookmark the page. And if you do need something more detailed, and you can come back later when you're ready and we'll be there for you.
We appreciate that. That's the kind of attitude our Brain Trust members have, folks. And Russell is a classic example of the kind of folks who really want to make sure that you're successful first. And if that means you do business with him, then he appreciates that. And that's at businessbookpress.com. Russell, what are some other things that we need to know about buying from an older seller, somebody who's reluctantly motivated?
Well, we talked about the retirement issue as being one of the reluctant seller issues, but there's also another one that isn't as pleasant, of course, is that's poor health.
Mm-hmm.
We all worry and we all understand the best thing we want most in life is good health. But some of us aren't as lucky as others, and we have a situation set in where we have to sell because of health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you as a buyer, you're not wishing that on anyone or you're not happy to hear that, but as a buyer, that you'll recognize that that's one of the key or best reasons for somebody, for a seller to be selling their business, because they have health problems and they just can't continue to run the business any longer.
Right.
And then, of course, if you take that another step further, there are also deaths and total incapacities. And so if someone has passed away, primary owner of a business has passed away, again, that's another good reason in the sense, in your mind, as to why the business is being sold.
I saw a business go, it's shut down now. It was a very successful franchise. And the guy got sick, and over a period of a year, his health declined. And nobody did anything with the business, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And now, months later, or maybe almost a year later, that business that had once been a very successful franchise is still lying fallow. It's still sitting there empty. And every time I drive by, I see the lost opportunity for that family that they could have been turned over. And I don't know exactly why, but no one ever took advantage of it.
Yep, absolutely.
Could have been good for two families, the buyers and the sellers.
Right. A lot of sellers want to hang on until the absolute last. And they get old and less able to run the business the way they needed to when they were younger, and it does decline.
That's one of the big things with the older sellers, isn't it? I mean, we all think we're going to live forever, don't we?
Yeah. Well, some of us do. So that's another one. And here's a fourth one that I've come up with. This takes some work on your part, but an unsolicited offer. In other words, you approach someone that kind of fits some of these categories we're talking about. In other words, you know of a very good business in your area that you've patronized, and you understand that you thought maybe to yourself, well, I'd like to run a business like this. And then you start thinking about it after you've listened to a discussion like this or read a book that talks about this kind of thing, and you start to think, well, this fellow's getting along in age. He's up in the 60s, and he's probably thinking about retirement, mm-hmm. or ought to be thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll approach him and see if there's any interest on his part in selling.
Just walk up and take a little bit, say, can I have a little bit of your time, and just say, look, I don't want to presume anything, but if you ever decide to sell this business, I'd be interested in talking to you.
That statement right there would net you out a tremendously
It might take years before the person, but I tell you what else, it might get the person to thinking.
Exactly,
maybe this is what I've been looking for. Maybe they've been waiting on you, folks. Russell Brown, thank you for being here today. Good job.
Okay, well, I'm sorry it's over, Jim, and I'll look forward to my next visit.
We'll see you next time, Russell. Quick break. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.